Welcome to Eureka Street Crypto. This is my anti-professional crypto channel. I'm just a barely sane dude who fell down the cryptocurrency rabbit hole. This channel is my fumbling attempt to communicate myself outside my own head about my journey in the crypto space. It is basically my brain dump. None of this is actual financial advice.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Eureka John, and you're at Eureka Street Crypto, broadcasting live from Leander, Texas, at 5:24 in the morning. And this morning, I'm a little more awake. I actually got to shower and all that stuff before, because I didn't just hit snooze on my alarm and sleep through everything like I did yesterday. So Tuesday is a fresh new start to a very groggy Monday. So, but I don't have a whole lot planned for this show. However, I do have a billion bookmarks and things I've been wanting to talk about that I haven't been able to touch on yet. So today I will touch on some of those things. Yesterday I thought it was going to be a short show because they're like, oh yeah, I don't have a lot of time. You know, it's going to be a quick show for those who think I ramble too much. And then I ended up rambling for like 47 minutes. So, and was late to work. So, I'll try not to do that again. I try to keep it snappy and short, and it's not really within my scope of doing things to be short and to the point. So, that being said, let's take a look at CoinGecko. Let me go over here and just tap on and refresh this page. It's been kind of a crabby market. If you don't know what a crabby market is, you have, you know, the bullish market. And of course, that's, you know, the bull run, you know, everything's looking great. Then you have the bearish market where it goes and hibernates and, you know, and prices are low and, you know, everybody's regrouping and trying to figure out what to do with their lives and working at McDonald's and stuff like that. So that being said, then right now it looks like we are kind of in a crabby market where it's just going sideways. You know, crabs, they go sideways. And yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen. I certainly don't. I mean, it's not like I would ever know what's going to happen anyway. But yeah, that's a crab market. And we are right in a crab market right now. So Bitcoin's at $47,346.84. Ethereum's at $3,818.36. Binance, $5,522.76. Tether's $1. Oh, Solana is $155.84. USDC is up at number 6 position, $1. Cardano down to number 7, $1.24. XRP, 79 cents. Polkadot 2607, the Doge at number 10, jumped ahead, back ahead of Terra. And then Terra down at 11 at 56.85, and Avalanche at $80.01. So, yeah, you could look at it like all this is right now a bargain to buy. And I have been doing some shuffling, you know, and I haven't really bought anything from fiat. You know, I earn stuff by doing things in the Web3 world now. I still dollar cost average some, you know, from each paycheck and stuff like that, but it's not as much as before because I am earning money in the Web3 world by doing like video work and audio work and stuff like that, and DAOs and in four individual people and stuff like that. And then that's kind of my investment money right there now. So it's good. It's starting to transition towards that. And, you know, maybe one day I can, you know, go full DAO and not have to commute an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes or whatever down to work every day. And then an hour and 20 minutes on the way home every day. Yeah, it adds up. It's a lot of gas too. So let's see here. Let's go to some of my bookmarks. This morning I was on Discord, or I get Discord notifications on my phone, and I got, because I'm a member of the Hop Protocol Discord group, right? And I'm always like really good at looking out for scams, you know. I'm lucky that I have a pretty good, you know, BS meter, and I can kind of check for some obvious BS. But sometimes, you know, it gets me, and I didn't like fall victim to the scam or anything, but it had me there for a little while because I was sitting on the toilet reading my phone before I got in the shower, And I got this notification from Hop Protocol. And I thought, for some reason in my head, I thought it was one of those at everyone or at here messages that you get, you know, when you join a Discord server, you constantly barrage with notifications. If you don't go and change those notifications in your Discord servers, and it gets to be really annoying. I hadn't quite changed all the Hop Protocol notification settings, so I do get Hop Protocol messages and stuff like that and notifications on my phone. I need to go and change those settings. So anyway, I got this, and I thought this was from the Hop Protocol, and it makes perfect sense because a lot of these Layer 2 solutions and these bridging solutions right now are very new, and they don't have tokens like Hop Protocol. When I'm supposed to try to list this stuff off, I can't think about it. ZK Sync, Arbitrum does not have a token. I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff out there that doesn't have tokens that should be having tokens coming out at some point, I would think, in their projects. And it's really good to Greenwood Finance is another one. It's really good to jump in and dabble and test, and like MetaMask even, to test out some of these features in these platforms. Like Hop Protocol, for instance. I've used Hop Protocol. It's a great protocol, I think. And it's not expensive, and it's quick, and it does the deal. It allows you to go from one layer two solution like Optimism to another layer two solution like Arbitrum. And you know, I've done it from Polygon to Arbitrum, and I've moved tokens between two different layer two solutions, and Hop Protocol seems to work beautifully, right? And I'm a big fan of Hop Protocol. So I'm a part of the Discord server. I get notifications for it. I'm sitting on the toilet, getting ready to get in the shower, and I get this notification on my Discord server. And I was like, and I open it up, and it says, "You've been notified in Hop Protocol. We want to thank our community from the bottom of our hearts for getting this project to where it is today. Since our inception in 2021, we've seen incredible development, not only on Hop Protocol, but in our community too. Without this amazing community, we would not be where we are today. And we would like to reward our users for their participation." I'm like, oh, goody. This is the time Hop Protocol is going to come out with their token. I'm stoked because, like, I've been waiting for this. You know, this is why I provided liquidity on Hop Protocol and stuff like that. And, you know, I really wanted to, like, have my foot in the door for when they did decide to drop their token. And people have been trying to predict when a lot of these protocols would be dropping their tokens. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is awesome. So it says, "As many of you expected, there have been talks of the Hop Protocol native token for months. We are excited to officially announce the Hop native token." Now, this is not this is a scam, okay? And I'm not announcing that Hop Protocol is having a token. So somebody said, "Well, Eureka John said that." No, I'm talking about a scam, okay? So I'm reading this because it sounds really convincing. So it says, "As many of you have expected, there have been talks of a Hop Protocol native token for months now, and we are excited to officially announce the Hop native token. As a way of giving back to those who supported Hop Protocol early, we will be hosting a limited time presale to raise liquidity and allow our users to buy tokens early. Our token Hop will have a supply of 1 billion, 1 billion, and will publicly launch on the 18th of December." It looks like they're allowing their community to buy at a discount or whatever. Hop will be available on Hop Exchange at a rate of 50,000 Hop for 0.1 ETH. Hopexchange.cc, right? I'm not even clicking that link. You're not going to take me there. I'm not going to take me there. Shortly after interacting with our smart contract, a proportional amount of Hop will be distributed to the address you sent from. Please note, we will sell out extremely quickly, so please purchase at your own discretion. And welcome to Yield, the official pre-sale of Yield's native token. So this, my friends, is spam. This is a scam. This is very convincing, though, you know, and it caught me off guard. It caught me tired early in the morning. It caught me in the hopes of hoping that, one of these layer twos or one of these bridge protocols or something like that, that does not have a token, would drop their token. And it seems like we're right on the cusp of a lot of these types of projects dropping their tokens. And when one drops their token, you know, a lot of them are going to start dropping their token. And I've done pretty well from, you know, tokenized airdrops like, of course, 1inch and then Uniswap. Those are two big ones. ENS. I got Swapper airdrop. You know, I've gotten a lot of various airdrops from a lot of these projects. And why they airdrop the tokens is because they want to reward their users And you know, it brings in income, and it spreads awareness about their project. I mean, there's just a lot of reasons why these projects would want to bring out a token on their platform. So it just seemed about due time. And so I was stoked for a second. And then I went over to the Hop protocol server. So let me find it. It is right here. Let's go to the Hop protocol server, shall we? And let's take a quick little gander at it. Let's see here if I can get this to pull up. Okay. I noticed it was a direct message, and that's when I was just like, wait a second, why would they be DMing me this? So if you get DM'd by anybody in like Telegram or Discord, be wary, okay? Because 99.99999, I want to venture to say 100% of the time, none of this stuff will DM you. Let's go to the Hop protocol server. Let's go to Scammer. They have a channel called Scammer Alert or something like that. Where'd you go? Report scammers right here. Okay. And I guess you couldn't see that because it wasn't pulling up on your screen. Anyway, there's a channel in the Hop Protocol Discord called Report Scammers. And so I scrolled on down. And once again, because I'm streaming, I'm having a hard time loading the page. But there was some screenshots. Here we go. Right here. It shows the exact same scam and the exact same wording from a few different people DMing you in their inbox with the announcement of a token. All right. Hop Protocol is not launching a token on December 18th. Okay. That's all I got to say. So if you get something like this, then run. Or report it, okay? And so, yeah, report it as spam in Discord, and they will be, you know, nixed. Okay, so, anyway, next, not nixed. Let's see what else we have here. HDAO Liquidity is now live on Balancer. So if you jumped into the HDAO token drop, you need to have your tokens in the same address to get that 20% bonus. So HDAO did a token sale, and for every, I believe, 1,000 tokens you buy, you get like an extra 20% or something like that. Or maybe it was a 100. I don't know. I'll have to look. But 20% airdropped to you. But then you can provide liquidity on Balancer. And what providing liquidity means is you provide, you know, equal portions or Balancer's 80%, 20% of one token and another token to provide a little pool for people to dip into and pull, you know, put in and pull out in order to be able to do swaps and stuff like that. And you get a percentage of that transaction fee. And that's what providing liquidity is. And it's a good way to make some passive income if you have a lot of one token. So if you did jump into the HDAO token sale, then you can now go to the liquidity pool now live on Balancer. And I will link this link in the video description. All right, so let's go to some of my other bookmarks here. Philip Silva, when I interviewed him for Bright ID and the whole decentralized ID interview a few days ago, along with Humpty Calderon from Ontology, the head of community there. So I had Philip Silva on the show, and he's one of the main advisors for Bright ID. And then I had Humpty Calderon on the show, and he's the head of community for Ontology. And both of those are decentralized ID solutions, and decentralized ID is an entire crazy rabbit hole of a topic. So I go back and watch that interview. It's a really good one. I enjoyed doing that. And Philip Silva and Humpty both are amazing people to talk to in that. And they have, I mean, I've meant it. I tried to keep my interviews to 30 minutes and it went on an hour, you know, so it just tells you, it's just like, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So Philip Silva told me about this guy because we started talking about Web3 music, and I love Web3 music. I love the where it's going, this whole NFTization of music and artists getting able. It's weird. It comes in these waves of like artists taking control of their music and their royalties and stuff like that. And then, you know, something like, at first they were getting away from record labels, then they, you know, and then they started going direct, and then, you know, things like Spotify popped up and allowed a little more evening of the playing field. Then Spotify got all crazy and regulatory and all this stuff. I don't know. It's just, it's kind of these waves of artists taking control and then, you know, the industry catching up with them, and then the artists taking control and then the industry catching up with them again. So, I mean, I'm not like a professional in the area, so I don't know all the legal ins and outs of all that type of stuff, but it's interesting to watch. So here's somebody that's experimenting with Web3 music, a song a day for 12 years, buy them as NFTs at Digitally Rare, jman.eth. Oh, and I wrote that song that goes, baby Yoda, baby Yoda. I have not heard that song. Okay, so that's his claim to fame. I've not heard that claim to fame, but hey, more power to you. But anyway, so yeah, for 12 years, he's been writing a song every day, it sounds like. It sounds kind of like what Beeple did with his art. For 13 years, Beeple was making a painting for his art, and then he grouped them all together after 13 years, made an NFT out of it, and sold that NFT, I believe, on Christie's auction, or was it Sotheby's? Either way, it's one of those like high-end auction houses, and he sold it for $69 million. 69, brah. And yeah, so dude, you know, hey, Jonathan, man, if you are able to do something like that with your music for 12 years and sell them as NFTs and make that kind of money, I mean, you know, artists shouldn't be in it with the end goal of making tons of money anyway, because artists should be a passion project. But it's amazing when you see artists do very well from their passion projects. I love to see it. It's nothing makes me feel more motivated and happy than to see somebody get all the reward from the creative work that they put in something, and whatever it be, you know, even if it's like building something or engineering something, when somebody puts their creative work into something and they get directly rewarded instead of all these middlemen leeches kind of jumping in there. So anyway, he says, I just signed the docs that summon Song a DAO into existence. It's a DAO. It's also a legal co-op. What does that mean? Okay. It means we're flipping the entire effing music industry on its stupid GD head. Sorry, I try not to cuss, even though I do. It's a wild experiment in collective ownership. Let's effing go. Time for a thread. Okay. I'll try to keep this a family show. As if any family's going to sit around and watch some dude talk about crypto for an hour. But, you know, I'm trying to keep it a family show. All right. So let's see what this thread's about. I haven't read it yet. So, all right. There's a bunch of legalese. Song a DAO Co-op LCA is a limited cooperative association organized under the Colorado Uniform Limited Cooperative Association Act, CRS Title 7, Article 58, ULCAA. The cooperative's business shall be conducted on a cooperative basis for the mutual benefit of cooperative members. Oh, cool. Okay, well, that was a mouthful. All right, the cooperative aims to foster and encourage daily acts of creativity. Okay, grow the DAO's treasury. Oh, you're right. We like money. Okay, help Song a Day's music spread far and wide. Provide a model for other musical artists to follow. And five, have fun. Okay, so how's this done? Okay, the cooperative subscribes and commits to the following core values. Sucking at something is the first step to being kind of good at something. I agree. You know, if you have not noticed this show, if you go back to the early episodes and then you look at episodes now, I mean, I still have a lot of work and a lot of work to do. However, if you look back at the earlier episodes, you will see that they suck, you know, and then now it's less sucky. So you do not have to be good. Music is good. Songs are awesome. You do not even have to believe in yourself. There's a certain amount of believing in yourself in order to be able to do something publicly, for sure. No artist is pleased. Just keep the channel open. Okay, it's all about owning the means of production. Anti-racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, fascism. No jerks allowed. No hype allowed. It's work. We're in it for the long haul. Time is weird. Life is suffering. Okay. All right. So I mean, that's cool, man. That's stuff that I can get behind. Song a DAO Co-op. Okay, I'll have to go check that out. Minting will begin December 31st, 2021. That's my birthday. So for those of you who are trying to get into my accounts, my birth date is New Year's Eve, okay? Maybe I'll go have a token minted for my birthday. First things first is, if you own a Song a Day NFT, you're automatically eligible to be in the DAO. There's another step to become a member. Keep reading. Currently, there are 60 slots open. get yours. Okay. Second thing, second, the project owes a lot to both Nouns DAO and the song that owns itself. These two amazing projects have heavily influenced Song of DAO, as you'll see. Okay, so since the Web 2.0 day, there's been hundreds, if not thousands, of companies created to try to disrupt the music industry. I've been writing a song a day for 12 years and 267 days, and friends, I've seen it all. Okay, my view is that you can't build something new on a broken system. We need an entirely new system. Song of DAO is an attempt to flip everything literally, to put the music at the center, give the listeners control, and completely remove all the middlemen. I like that. I like removing middlemen. All right, so Song of DAO's structure is simple. The DAO legally, as you saw above and all that legalese, owns the copyright for the entire Song a Day catalog plus royalties. DAO members collectively have total control over the catalog plus treasury. DAO members can legally share in the surplus profits of the DAO. The purpose of the Song a DAO is threefold: to help SAD, SAD, it's an acronym, be heard by as many people. Okay, I'll have to look up what SAD is. To spread the meme of daily Song a Day. Duh. Okay, so okay, it's hollow in my head sometimes. squirrel! So to help Song a Day be heard by as many people as possible, to spread the meme of daily creativity, to fundamentally break the music industry. Okay, pre-song DAO. I made music and shared it. You heard it and shared it. The record label, streaming platform, middlemen all profited. Thumbs down to that. Okay, so now that Song a Day is around, you can. I make music and I share it. You hear it and share it. You and I can profit together. Right. Okay. That's awesome. The rising tide lifts all ship. A word on music royalties. They're archaic, Byzantine, and notoriously hard to manage. Let's skip all that noise. Instead of trying to give individual royalties to individual collectors, a logistical nightmare for sure, all royalties go to the DAO and we all benefit together. So let's take a quick look at this. Problem, the royalty payment ecosystem, and there's some kind of graph in there. And it looks like a freaking rat's nest. oh, man. Hold on. For people trying to see this, I mean, I'm not going to be able to explain this. I mean, I guess that's the kind of the point of the graphic, is that it is a messy rat's nest. And that's the problem with the royalty payment ecosystem. You have a la carte downloads, subscription services, satellite radio, webcasting, performance rights, publishing, and it's all just some kind of just like mess, some jargled mess. So I'm not going to try to decode that. I think that's probably the point of the graphic. So, yeah, and it looks like the performer and the creative artist and stuff like that is only a tiny little blip within all that ecosystem. So doesn't sound very equitable, you know what I'm saying? So, Song a Day is a real legal entity. It is a registered co-op in Colorado. This legal layer is how the DAO owns the copyright. This means that if you're a member, you own the copyright to the entire Song a Day catalog. I love this part. All right. And then he, you know, shows the proof that it's a legal entity and all that stuff. And all this legal stuff around the most creative. It seems like the most creative stuff have the most legal stuff around it. You know, it's like everybody wants to be creative, you know, but furthermore, 100% of Song a Day's royalties flow into the DAO from streaming to sync, ASCAP, and beyond. All of it goes into a bank account owned by the DAO. The funds are then converted to Ethereum and deposited into the treasury. Furthermore, starting very soon, the DAO will be auctioning off each Song a Day the day it's written. And guess what? 100% of the ETH of these sales also goes to the DAO, Nouns DAO style. So yeah, the money, all the money goes to the DAO. As part of the DAO, you help to decide to do with the funds, what gets built, who gets paid, and how much. How do we deploy this money? It's all up to you as a member of the DAO. Importantly, my vote in the DAO has no more or less weight than anyone else. That was my next question, is about DAO voting. This is very deliberate. I'm giving up enormous amounts of control and money and handing it to you. The Song of DAO is about true collective ownership. The better the songs do, the better we all do. This is scary as F-U-C-K, but honestly, it's the only way that seems interesting to me, you know? I don't want to nibble around the edges. What's the point? Let's try something completely different. It's exciting. There are currently only approximately 60 Song a Day NFTs for sale. They cost 0.12 ETH, and they come from year two of Song a Day 2010 with artwork by Eclectic Method. your Solidate NFT is the thing that makes you eligible to be a member of the DAO. Come late, early December, January, TBD, I'm hosting the big Solidate drop on Solidate World, approximately 4,000 songs spanning 10 years of Solidate. Wow. So the funds from the big song a day drop go to me. This is the DAO paying me to for the copyright to all the songs. Each song comes with a unique illustration, and each song a day is illustrated by someone different. I mean, this is kind of cool because in a way, like CDs, the graphics for, I love records. I mean, I have a large record collection, and you know, you go through and you put the record on the turntable and you open up the record and you like look at all the art, and it, you know, sometimes it's like completely opens up and it has like little books in there and, you know, things in there. I even have an old Michael Jackson record that came with a t-shirt in it, you know, and I gave that t-shirt to my daughter, but it's like, it's just like, there's so much stuff you can look at a lot of times on records. And see, it kind of got condensed a little bit with CDs, you know, and CDs still have the little booklets, you know, but then by the time it got to MP3s and stuff like that, it eliminated all that cool stuff. So in a way, this is kind of bringing it back in the form of NFTs with unique illustrations and stuff like that, that can possibly find a way to bring that type of artistic visual aspect back into music, digital music. So I think that's pretty cool. Let's see. In addition, once you become a full member, you get to mint a unique PFP with layers designed by an award-winning Aussie artist. The PFP literally acts as your membership token. So that's another thing about digital ID and Web3. That is amazing. And then so the Solidate NFT makes you eligible. Then once you're a member, the PFP is your membership token for the DAO. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, I don't want to go down through all the stuff. Oh, here's Philip Silva says, congrats, what an interesting experiment in coordination and community ownerships. Sad DAO makes me happy. All right, Philip Silva, good comment. So thanks, Philip Silva, for showing me this. I will be joining this Discord and digging in deeper because I love Web3 music and stuff like that. It's just right up my alley. Speaking of Web3, let's go back to my bookmarks because I have something I want to show you that is really telling of the difference between Web2 and all the centralized controlling type of entities and Web3, how we're wanting to distribute and have our own decentralized IDs and own our own data and all that stuff. I saw the guy Sal De Palma, who, you know, and I saw his tweet the other day about Deso, and I talked about that yesterday. It says, the corporations in control of Web2 have a fiduciary duty to steal from us. Web2, your stuff belongs to big tech. Web3, your stuff belongs to you, right? Okay, so that's what we're all trying to do is take back our data, because in the future, that's going to be really important. So the New York Times posted, and I don't read the New York Times, but T.Mai Bauman's Instagram handle was at Metaverse, right? Okay, so you are now a millionaire, said one person that messaged her when Facebook announced it was changing your name. Another quote, Facebook isn't going to buy it, they're going to take it, said somebody else. And that's exactly what happened. Her Instagram handle was Metaverse. Last month, it vanished. And you know what? With Web3, that would not happen because it would not be possible. And then I saw that yesterday morning, and I've been seeing that jump around several other places. My friend Humpty posted it as well, and he retweeted Lee Jun. And Lee Jun says, the opportunities presented by the Metaverse rely on sovereign decentralized identity and data. That's why solutions such as Ontology ID, OntID from Ontology Network are so important to Web3 infrastructure. It places control in the hands of the user. Decentralized, hashtag decentralized ID, hashtag Ontology. And they have, I mean, this is a prime example, you know, of why you want to take control of your own data, because otherwise centralized entities, instead of making somebody a millionaire from having the foresight or just the serendipity to be able to jump into and claim something, they're just going to take it. It's like I commented yesterday on my computer. Come on, computer, behave with me. So I commented on them. It made me think of Office Space, and you have Milton with his red stapler, and he's, you know, hey, I just got my stapler. And then you have Bill Lumberg constantly standing there, the two bosses in front of his desk talking about something, this, that, or the other. And he sees that red stapler. There you see Milton with his red stapler, and he's kind of like, you know, grabbing it to protect it because he knows that Bill Lumberg is out to get that stapler. It's a brand new red swing line, shiny stapler, you know. And if you work in an office, I find myself doing that, like, kind of claiming certain little weird mundane things that suddenly acquire value. And so he's protecting his red stapler, but then shortly after that, Bill Lemberg just kind of walks in there and he's like, yeah, I'll just go ahead and just take that. And he grabs the red stapler, and Milton's sitting there and he's pissed. And then that leads to him later on, spoiler alert, but basically burning down the office building and then, you know, retiring in Mexico. no salt on my margarita. So that's kind of what happened to this person with the Metaverse handle. They had the Twitter Metaverse handle, and then Facebook just kind of said, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and take it. or Instagram handle. And yeah, Facebook, Instagram. So yeah, so Web 2, your stuff belongs to big tech. Web 3, your stuff belongs to you. So that is the primary difference. Okay, so that is that bookmark. And where am I at on time? Oh my God, I'm at 31 minutes. Okay, I've rambled on. I rambled on about a really good project, the Song a Day project, for the most part. So go check that out. The link will be in the description. I'm going to go join that DAO as well. Whether or not I buy the NFT, that's to be determined. I can play music. Doesn't mean I'm a musician. I'm more of a entertainer rather than a musician. I was in a band for quite a long time, but I always sucked at my instruments. But whatever. The crowd was entertained. So I don't know if I'm going to be creating any music in that DAO is what I'm trying to say, but I'll at least go in there and check it out. I might buy the NFT and support it because I always support that type of stuff. I love to support that type of stuff. And I think Web3 and music and the whole idea of artists and musicians directly owning their music and then it all being brought into a DAO so everybody can benefit together. The rising tide lifts all ships. You know, I think that's a really a great idea. So the Song a Day DAO, it's right here. Jonathan Mann, it's his Twitter handle is at Song a Day Man, Song a Day Man, and that's MANN with two N's. So it's SONGADAYMANN. So thanks again, Philip Silva, for showing me this really cool Twitter project, this DAO project. And it's legal in Colorado, so it's a legal recognized entity. So more progress being made in the DAO world. Okay, so that being said, I will talk to you folks tomorrow, and who knows what in the hell we'll be talking about. So yeah, all right, later.
Thank you for making it to the end of this program. If you actually like this content, give a thumbs up. And if you want to hear more, just hit the subscribe button. I'm available on YouTube, Odyssey, and BitChute, and on all the major podcasting platforms in audio version. Spotify specifically, if you would like to follow and leave a review, that would help a lot. I am also available on Twitter at EurekaJohn1. That's EUREKA John, JOHN, and the number 1. My DMs are always open. Feel free to shoot me a message. If you would like to donate some stablecoin or Ethereum, please feel free to send it to eurekajohn.crypto or eurekajohn.eth. This will help with the gas costs for all these protocols that I mess around with. Because that gas adds up and I ain't rich. Yet. Thanks again.